Hare Krishna. Satisfaction with the material comes from absorption in the spiritual. Sometimes when we are told, be satisfied with what you have materially, then we may feel, hey, how can I be satisfied? I want this, I want that. How can I be satisfied like this? Then actually satisfaction is based on the direction of our consciousness. Suppose we are eating some good food and it's a nice food, but if you are looking at somebody else who has got some other food which seems more attractive, then we will be dissatisfied. So we need to focus on what we have, and we need this amount of self-control by which we can avoid getting distracted towards what others have. So the Bhagavad Gita talks about satisfaction in 12.14, and it gives a list of qualities which can also be seen as causal. Santushta satatam yogi yatatma drud nishchaya mai arpit mano buddhir yomad bhakta same priyaha. So it says that the Gita says that santushta satatam yogi satatam santushta, the yogi, the spiritual seeker, is always satisfied. Yatatma drud nishchaya. And how can one be satisfied like this constantly? Actually, at the material level, we are constantly dissatisfied. Because if you like, I don't have this, I don't have that, this is going wrong, that is going wrong. How can we be constantly satisfied? That is yatatma. One has to be self-controlled. We don't let our mind and senses go to various objects by contemplating which we will become dissatisfied. And we say, no, but the mind and senses just go in those directions. What can I do? Drudha nishchaya. So we need to be determined. When the mind starts craving for something which we don't have, then we, with determination, bring the mind back. Don't let it dwell on the objects which are going to cause dissatisfaction. But then we may say, but okay, but that makes me feel deprived. No, I need some pleasure. Mayar pitamano buddhir. At our mind and intelligence, offer it all to Krishna. Because Krishna is the whole whose parts we are eternally. And Krishna is Sarva Akarshati iti Krishna, one who is all attractive. Why is he all attractive? Ramante yogino anante. He is a source of eternal happiness. When we understand this, that actually Krishna is the source of all happiness, and we absorb ourselves in Krishna, then no matter how many things we find around us which are alluring, we won't let ourselves be captivated by them. Knowing that actually Krishna is our Lord, knowing that Krishna is our Master, and in Him we will find lasting satisfaction. The Bhagavad Gita says in 10.41 that whatever is attractive in this world, that reflects a spark of Krishna's splendor. Yadyat vibhuti matsattvam shrimadurjitam eva va tattadevava gacchattvam mamatejo amsha sambhava. That whatever is attractive, that reflects a spark of Krishna's splendor. So rather than getting attracted by the spark will give a little light. But the sun can give so much more light. So if we just keep focusing on the sparks, the objects of this world, they may give us a little pleasure, but that pleasure will soon end. We'll never be satisfied. But if we decide to focus on spiritual growth, then whatever happens, we will be able to move onward steadily without getting distracted, without getting agitated. And when we are thinking that pleasure is to be found at the material level, we cannot be satisfied with the material. But when we understand that real pleasure is found at the spiritual level, and by practicing bhakti, we become absorbed in the supreme spiritual reality, Krishna, then becoming satisfied with whatever we have materially, that will become much more easier. Because our satisfaction, our fulfillment is not coming from the limited material, it is coming from the unlimited spiritual. Thank you. Hare Krishna.